Chapter 1. Blackberries, dahlias, tomatoes, $2. Last week, Rudy and I dragged an old table down to the road that wriggles like a worm past our new house. Blackberries grow like crazy around here. I worry I'm tricking people by making them pay for something they can just reach out for. It's like selling dandelions or flies. We sell the blackberries in a box that we make with a paper plate, some ninja-like folding moves, and a few staples. The tomatoes we sell in brown lunch bags. Rudy folds the tops down carefully. The dahlia bouquets stand in water and tomato soup cans. Customers can take the soup cans if they want, but usually they don't. I love dahlias, Rudy sighs. He's staring into a pink flower that's like a cheerleader's pom-pom or a sea anemone. They're so silly and... Rudy leafs through the giant book he carries with him everywhere. He found it a month ago in the attic when we first moved to the farmhouse. It's a kind of dictionary called a thesaurus. Elegant, that's it. They're the only thing that's both silly and elegant. Hee-haw! Rumply, my donkey, brays from his spot in the field in front of our house. I give Rudy a look. No, Rudy protests. Rumply is not silly. He's awkward. And he's not elegant. Rudy ruffles the pages of his thesaurus. He's dignified. Rudy's my little brother. He's 8. I'm 9. We moved to the country at the start of summer. When we lived in the city, we'd add water to a can of pink slush from the grocery store, set up a card table on the sidewalk, and call it a lemonade stand. In those days, we didn't have dirt under our nails. We never scavenged in barns or pushed each other into bushes or lay in bed at night running our fingers across the thorn scratches on our arms and legs. Our skin was clean, and we only took baths once a week. These days, we need baths nearly every night. These days, if we wanted to sell lemonade, I think we'd start with actual lemons. A dented pickup truck rumbles up in front of our stand. The driver hops out, leaving his keys in the ignition and his door open. His radio is playing a country song that my dad likes. You and me go fishing in the dark, down by the river in the full moonlight. The man is wearing the regular outfit around here. Jeans, work boots, white t-shirt under a plaid jacket, and a baseball hat, Bill in front. Hi, boys. Your tomatoes look all right. Nice blackberries, too. You're clean pickers. Cyrus isn't, Rudy blurts. I shrug. Who cares about a few stems and their berries? The man squats down until he's eye level with me. It's important, son. Like getting good grades. I get good grades. Well, not in the picking department. The man stands. He glances at something in the back of his truck. Boys, I've driven past your stand a few times now. I've been wondering, would you help me out? Sure, I say. Maybe, Rudy says. He's more scared of the world than I am. He also gets hurt less. It's like this, the man says. I've got worms. Rudy and I shoot each other a look. We had worms a year ago. An awful-tasting tablespoon of medicine cleared them up. It was a few days before I realized we'd drunk worm poison. Wigglers, the man says. They're itchy, Rudy says. Really itchy, I add. The man gives us a worried look. I mean, Yersinia foetida, the Californian earthworm. Red wigglers? Rudy and I don't know what to say. Look, the man continues. I bought a pound of the worms a month ago to help break down my compost pile. They eat up all the compost, and then they excrete? Rudy riffles through his thesaurus. Oh. Castings, the man continues. Fertilizer. Worm poop, Rudy says. Manure. Indeed. Problem is, my red wigglers are multiplying like crazy. I started with 50, and now I've got thousands. My compost pile is all worms. There's no food left for them to eat. I've been thinking maybe you two could sell them. I don't want the money you make. I just want the worms to find good homes. The man opens his tailgate and slides a large plastic container off the back of his truck. They're yours, for free. He lifts the lid. Rudy and I lean in. It's a party in there, a mound of skinny red worms sliding between, under, and over each other. It's like live spaghetti. Rudy gulps. Breathe, I tell him. Rudy often gets anxious. Lots of things worry him, but especially surprises. Taking long, deep breaths helps him calm down. People won't pay for worms, he warbles. That's like paying for dirt. Maybe we could just give them away, I suggest. No one will take them if they're free, the man says. First rule of business, nothing says value like a dollar sign. The man hands Rudy a fistful of baggies. I'll bring more in a few days. Hey, how about I take a bouquet of dahlias in trade? They're so, I don't know, eccentric. Gorgeous, too. Before we can say anything, the man drives away, his truck kicking up a cloud of dust. Rudy squeezes his eyes shut. I cough and sputter.